is going to be difficult for me. I usually have these nice headphones I'm listening to the whole podcast with, and now I just have to listen to Colin's stupid voice. I don't know if there's going to be buzzing.
Wait, what? I think it'll be fine.
I mean, normally, nothing's going to change. Normally I adjust your voice so it doesn't sound as annoying with all these knobs and levers, yeah. And so when it comes through my headphones, it sounds good instead of like how you sound in the real world.
Which is amazing.
Which is, ugh. That's your, ugh. That's how I describe it.
You're trying to bring my voice down to your level. That's what you're trying to do there.
Oh, I fix my voice on there too. That's why I don't sound quite as much like a fat fuck who's talking with burritos all in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
Like normal, like in the real world where I just sound like I'm constantly chewing on my own fucking tongue or something.
Stop being so hungry.
I can't.
All the time.
I can't, Colin. Welcome to the Loud Neighbors Podcast. My name is Trevor. I'm here with Colin.
Me.
I'm sorry. I'm here with the dad, Colin.
Me.
Colin the dad.
That's right.
Father Potter Colin.
Yes.
Okay, 2 weeks in, Colin. How's being a dad?
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
It's fun.
I didn't think...
She is like... I don't know. It's again, like I said last week, it's a really weird feeling.
Yeah.
But it's like a good feeling.
Sure.
And like I was talking to Doria last night. I was like, so like everybody else thinks my baby is as amazing as I think she is. And that's
the story
I'm sticking to.
You're the worst. You're the worst kind of person.
I've immediately become that parent. It's fucking wonderful.
I hate you. I hate you.
You would do the same thing if you ever had a kid.
That's why I'll never have a kid. I don't want to be that person. I have enough self-respect to not do that. to not become a guy who's got a fucking wallet full of pictures of my kids I think people want to see.
Yeah. Well, luckily now we have cell phones.
Yeah. Great.
So I'm like, oh, look at this picture of her sleeping. Oh, look at this picture of her sleeping another time.
Great.
Look at another picture of her sleeping again.
Oh my God.
She does this thing. She'll sneeze. And then when she's done sneezing, she does this. It's the most adorable thing ever.
I hate my life.
I love it.
this is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. God damn it.
Oh, fuck.
This is the show now. Colin recounting mundane things that every baby does like it's the first time it's happened.
No other baby's ever done that.
Oh, man. I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
Even if it's going to punish me, I'm happy that you're happy, Colin.
Tell you what, though. Shit's going to fucking break me.
Yeah?
Man. We were looking at our different health insurance options for the baby.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Affordable care, my fucking foot.
Yeah, I don't want to get too bleak on you, but you could just always be an anti-vaxxer and that problem will sort itself out in 2 to 3 years.
God damn it. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, the first like 4 years are going to be... It's like an extra mortgage payment, basically. Yeah.
That's fucking rough.
Daycare and insurance is like going to be another grand a month.
Yep.
Okay, then.
Yeah, and daycare is something you don't want to go cheap on.
No. Well, we got lucky. We found a friend of her mom's who has an in-home with like...
Oh, that's good.
She's only got like 2 kids.
That's good.
So that's...
I was going to say...
And it's like...
Tell your...
It's only like $600 a month versus most daycares are 1,000.
Yeah.
To start.
Yeah.
It's stupid how expensive it is.
I mean, but also, would you trust your baby to a place that was charging less than $1,000 a month?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that's also fair. Scramble away, Guster. I was going to say, I have a alternative solution for you. You just got to get your brother to stop focusing on how cool lava lamps are and get him real into wet nursing and child rearing and just dump the kid off on him. He's got nothing else to do during the day.
Yeah, good call. He's like, he came over and saw her and was like, I don't want to hold her. I'm afraid I'm gonna break her.
No, I understand that. Yeah. I don't hold babies until they can hold their own head up.
Yeah. You get used to it. Let me tell you real quick.
I believe that, but
get over that one. Cause the first day I'm like, I'm going to hurt her.
Yeah.
Well,
also you're an ogre. So,
Yeah, there's that too. And Dory's like, just grab her and like trying to get her dressed.
Yeah.
Cause babies have this fucking incredible strength. You wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to straighten arm out. She's like, no. And I'm like, it's either I'm going to break you or we're just not doing this.
Yeah.
Those are my options.
It's probably not even so much like they're stronger than you think, but also you don't want to put any force on them at all.
And then Doria's like, no, you just grab her and fucking pull her. She's fine. I'm like, oh, okay, you can do this.
Yeah, better watch out. That might be that postpartum. She's going to murder that kid.
She's fucking yanking clothes on her.
You fucking ruined my life.
Yeah, she's not really going through any of that. Just mostly, mostly because the baby is like super duper chill.
Yeah,
like,
just sleeping all the time.
Yeah, pretty much. At night, her schedule's still fucking flip flop though. So like at night, she'll wake up and like, hey, how's it going? I'm wide awake. What's up, guys? I'm like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Go to bed. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yep, that's fun. Also giving me opportunities to do other things.
Do you guys have 3 bedrooms in your house?
No, it's just 2.
What are you gonna do when
she's gonna share with her sister? Fuck it. Well, see, okay. So here's the thing.
Kid's gonna be 4 years old in with like a 15-year-old or whatever.
Nah, she'll be 13.
Whatever. That's I would kill myself if I was 13 sharing my bedroom with a toddler.
Yeah. I mean, we might be at a point then where we're deciding to find another house.
That's fair.
I don't know that this is our forever home.
Yeah.
Because I guess when we bought it, it was more of a, I mean, there's a
starter home.
There's a whole lot of factors to it because I don't know that we were necessarily planning on having a kid.
Yeah.
And
how many bedrooms in your dad's house?
3.
Just do a swap-a-roo.
Swap-a-roo.
Just do an old swap-a-roo.
Which is funny too, because like our houses are basically the same exact size. The difference, just the layout's different.
Yeah,
and the bedrooms he has are tiny. Our bedrooms are fucking huge.
Yeah,
like, I mean,
it's nice having a big bedroom. Yeah. Like, I don't have a particularly big bedroom, but I have enough. I have a big enough bedroom to have a king size bed, a dresser, and room to walk around in there a bit.
Yeah, like our bedroom. I think her daughter's bedroom's even slightly bigger than ours.
Yeah.
But her daughter's bedroom is like, shit, man. She got a big old loft bed in there. There's tons of room.
Nice.
In ours, we have a king size bed, 2 dressers, and now a bassinet, and there's still plenty of room in there.
Nice.
We got big ass closets too.
Yeah,
they didn't fuck around with them closets.
Well, that's all good. It's good to have room.
Yeah. And I mean, I keep telling her daughter I can always finish a shed out back, and she can live out there.
Do you have an attic? Like a crawl space up there?
Yeah, we do.
Throw it up there.
I've suggested that as well, or I told her I could make her a Harry Potter room under the stairs.
Okay. So, have you ever been in... There's apartments up here called West Point, and then there's one down in Bellevue called Southgate. They're like apartments, but they're like 2-story apartments.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in them?
Uh-uh.
So they basically have a living room on one side of... There's stairs in the middle. There's a living room on the right of the stairs and a kitchen on the left of the stairs. And then upstairs, there's 3 bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Underneath the stairs is a storage closet, a literal Harry Potter house. That was my brother's bedroom when they lived in those apartments.
Nice.
That was my brother Beau's bedroom. Just moved himself into the Harry Potter hole on purpose.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
It was like either that or share a room with Billy, and he's like, fuck it.
Fair.
Yeah.
So, did you do anything?
Not really.
No.
Everything I'm doing today. So next week I'll have stuff to talk about.
Oh, good. Well, let's come back next week. See ya.
Yeah. Cause I'm going to see the Batman later today. And then I'm going to watch a wrestling pay-per-view after the Batman.
AEW.
Yeah. Very excited about it. CM Punk is fighting MJF.
Nice.
Probably the 2 best mic men in the game.
See, all these years, telling you, CM Punk, he was the shit.
He's fine. MJF is carrying this feud. Believe it or not, MJF is... So, there's this whole thing, and they worked in this nice shoot angle into it. So, MJF is just a relentless piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like every rich 80s villain. I'm rich, I'm better than you. You're beneath me. And he lives the gimmick like old school wrestlers used to. So he's always a prick to everybody. Mm-hmm. So he's like walking around in public or like at signings.
Kayfabe matters to him.
Yeah. He's just a dickhead all the time. And he's fucking hilarious. So CM Punk comes in and they start a little feud and it's building and building. And then they finally have a fucking match on a Dynamite and CM Punk cheats and beats him. MJF cheats and beats him. So MJF has the first win over CM Punk in the company. Mm-hmm. And then they keep on talking shit. And fucking CM Punk brings out this old picture of where they met when MJF was like a little boy and CM Punk was in WWE, right? And they're like, and he's like, I was your hero, you bitch, blah, blah, blah. You know, CM Punk just talking shit about it. And MJF doesn't say anything. And then the next week he comes out and he fucking cuts this promo, like this shoot promo about how when he was a kid, he was a fucking little Jew boy who got picked on all the time and he was a scrawny little kid and blah, blah, blah. And he starts talking about how he watched wrestling and then he saw CM Punk and he's like, that's his hero. And CM Punk isn't as big as all these other wrestlers, so maybe I can do it and blah, blah, blah. And then CM Punk quit and he's like, and you broke my heart and crushed my dreams. And fucking MJF is crying in the ring. And he's like, So I gave up on my dreams. Cause if you couldn't make it, what could a scrawny little Jew boy do? And so he went to college and then he saw some other thing. And he's like, he saw like CM Punk, like shaking Kurt Angle's hand or something. He's like, you know what? Fuck him. And he drops out of college and goes to become a wrestler in spite of CM Punk to prove that he was better than CM Punk. And it's like this heartfelt fucking real world promo. And then it's like, it's all true. Like somebody fucking dug up his Facebook post from when he dropped out of college. And it was a picture of Kurt Angle and CM Punk shaking hands and fucking MJF talking about how he's going to go be a wrestler.
Hmm.
So he fucking finishes cutting this fucking promo crying and shit. And CM Punk comes out, no music or anything. He's just like, fucking arms up in the air, like, what am I supposed to do with this now? How am I supposed to riff? And he's like, is that true? And then fucking MJF just walks away. So the next week, CM Punk comes out, and he's like, oh, man, I don't know. He's kind of a piece of shit, but I believe what he's saying, but I don't believe he cares, and blah, blah, blah. So come out and tell me, and then fucking he comes out, and CM Punk goes to shake his hand, and then MJF pulls him in for a hug, and they're hugging, and then MJF kicks him right in the dick. And then just fucking proceeds to just bloody the shit out of CM Punk and beat the shit out of him. Huh. And they're having a big match tomorrow or tonight. And okay. I'm very excited about it. The buildup has been mwah. Some of the best fucking wrestling buildup. I've watched
some of the promos on YouTube and yeah, they're pretty good.
Oh, I'm very excited about not everything AEW doing. They have a lot of dumb shit, but it's wrestling. There's always going to be a lot of dumb shit, but the shit they do good.
You got to have filler.
Yeah. But the shit they do good, they do so fucking good. Like they have long-term booking, like matches they build over like a year or a year and a half.
WWE has those and then they just drop them for no reason.
Yeah. I mean, the only long-term booking WWE has is that Brock Lesnar fights Roman Reigns at every fucking pay-per-view.
And sometimes there's a triple threat.
Yeah. So I guess that's long-term booking, except nobody gives a shit.
They did a lot of long-term booking with certain guys and then just, you know, stopped doing it. Like Braun Strowman, they were doing some long-term fucking, what's his face? The Fiend, Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt, yeah.
Oh my God, they were doing great things with him. They're like, let's have him lose to The Undertaker. Why?
Yeah.
For what fucking reason?
That's my point. They don't know how to do... They don't know how to finish out the shit they build.
I think Vince just, like, forgets.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, this is a great idea. Let's do this. And then they do it. And he's like, what were we doing?
Let's do something else.
I don't like this. Let's get another big sweaty man in
there. It's fucking annoying.
Let's get Goldberg to come and spear him and jackhammer him and pin him in 5 seconds.
So they, out of nowhere, put the title on Big E, who should have been world champion years ago.
Absolutely. I fucking love Big E.
And then they spent the next month after he won the title jobbing him out as champion.
Of course.
Just losing match after match after match. Wow. Like, what are you doing?
Well,
what are you doing to both?
Vince McMahon doesn't like black that champions.
Clearly.
I mean, I've been saying it since we started this podcast.
But it's fuck, unless you're The Rock.
Yeah, right. Who's, you know, he's mostly Samoan, so it doesn't really count.
Anyway, speaking of The Rock, I did watch a movie last night. Oh, yeah. Now that I think about it, I watched San Andreas.
Yeah.
Where The Rock runs away from earthquakes in a helicopter.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Because it's a Rock movie.
Yeah. Alexandra Daddario's in it. And
she's hot.
She's the hottest fucking woman on the planet.
I don't know about that, but she's hot.
Mm.
No.
I know about it.
I don't.
I think it's indisputable.
I follow her. Yeah. I'm not the hottest woman on the planet.
Who? Who's hotter?
I mean, there's like a million people hotter than her.
There's not a single one.
I can show you pictures.
Not a single one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She's got big cans.
Yep.
They're good. Nice eyes.
So we watched that, and, you know, Alexandra Daddario's in it, so for some reason she's got to find a reason to be soaking wet half the movie, which is A-okay.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know her and Rock, like, did a series of movies together. I didn't realize she was going to be in it.
They did Baywatch together.
They did Baywatch together as well.
That's right. She was CJ in Baywatch.
No.
Or was it not CJ?
No.
It was just some other character.
She was the other character.
Oh, yeah.
Some blonde chick was CJ, because Pamela Anderson's blonde. Look, that show paid attention to the details, all right?
Yeah.
That movie got it right.
Except CJ was like the main fucking woman lifeguard and nobody cared about the other one.
Not until season two or three. She wasn't even in season one.
Ever. Nobody cared about
that. She wasn't even in season one.
Yeah, nobody cared about that.
The main character is David Hasselhoff. It always has been. It always will be.
Well, there's fair. I said the main lifeguard lady.
That's fair.
Yeah. It was Pamela Anderson running along a beach. That was Baywatch.
Well, the thing
that's all you gave a fuck about.
The thing
you didn't care about David Hasselhoff or his stupid son.
Well, what happened was
stupid.
They made the movie and then they cast Alexandra Daddario as the other one, and nobody's going to care about the blonde one after that because Alexandra Daddario's automatically the hottest woman in any room she's in.
My buddy Jim. He did like Uber and Lyft. He met her. He was her Uber driver, got a picture with her.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for him.
That's pretty awesome.
how much you make good money doing that?
You can, but you have to be like, you got to fucking dedicate yourself to it if you want to really make money. If you're doing it as like I'm going to do it every once in a while. Yeah. It's extra change.
All right.
But there are dudes out there
like... What if I quit my job and just do Uber for the bar crowd?
If you go see the fucking... if you look at the dudes making a lot of money, they're driving for Lyft and Uber at the same time.
Yeah.
Even though they're technically... I don't think they're supposed to. But
yeah.
They fucking...
I see
work around it.
Tons of people have both the Lyft and Uber neon lights in the front of their car.
Yeah. I went to Vegas a couple of years ago and I had a Lyft driver because they offered the best first time you're using it, get 50% off every ride. I'm like, for like 10 rides. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm doing that one. Of course.
Right.
And the guy I had that took me to my hotel, he was like, he's from like the Philippines, I think. I'm talking to him and he's like, yeah, you know, it can be pretty good money, but he's like, you have to deal with drunk people in your car.
Yeah.
People throw up in your car. And
right.
Act a fucking fool sometimes.
Sure.
Anyway, he's really nice, and he fucking, like, drove me around, like, I was like, I want In-N-Out. I've never had In-N-Out. Can we get In-N-Out? And he's like, yeah, we'll find one. So he found me an In-N-Out, and he, like, drove me down the Vegas Strip just because.
Nice.
And then we got back to the place. And this is all, like, I'm not getting charged because it was, like,
I hope you tipped him good.
I did. I gave him, like, fucking $45 tip.
Good job.
I was just like, here you go, dude. And it was cash. I was, fuck that. So he was like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Fucking take it. Enjoy. I don't care.
Good for you.
I'm a very generous tipper when people are fucking good.
Yeah. I'm a generous tipper normally. So when people are extra nice,
Restaurants, like, I do the typical 20%. But if somebody's fucking awesome, I will definitely. Like, I've easily tipped as much as my whole bill was.
Jesus, I've never done that.
I mean, I'm not talking like a restaurant where I'm dropping $60 on dinner.
Sure.
But like,
oh yeah,
you know,
that's fair.
If I'm paying $15 for something, fuck yeah, I'll do that.
That's fair.
I watched a couple of things this week.
Okay.
So there's a show on, I know you don't have Netflix, but there's a show on Netflix called Love, Death, and Robots.
Okay.
And it's an animated series, which it's just a bunch of shorts.
All right.
So like anywhere from 6 to 25 minutes. Two series of it. It's all very futuristic. A lot of what do you call those? You know, those. Fuck, why can't I remember the word for it?
I don't know. Describe it.
You know what Fallout is, basically.
Dystopian?
Dystopian worlds, yeah.
Post-apocalyptic?
Yeah, mostly just dystopian stuff.
Okay.
So, like, there was one I'm watching, and it's just called Automated Customer Service or something like that.
All right.
And lady's got this cleaning robot in her house, does her laundry, cleans her floors. Well, something freaks it out, and it starts attacking her and her dog.
It's animated?
Yeah, it's right. This is CG. Some of it's drawn.
All right.
Fuck, man, it's cool as shit.
There is...
It's like what the Animatrix wanted to be,
except right, except it's not tied to that shitty lore. Fucking,
yes, exactly.
I was going to say, so it's like Animatrix, but not tied to the shitty lore.
Yeah, exactly.
That's brilliant. There is a YouTube channel called Dust that you should check out. Mm-hmm. It's just short sci-fi films.
Yeah, I've got Dust. I've got the app.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Roku.
Because you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, that reminds me of Dust, except Dust is everything. There's like live action shit mixed in there. It's mostly live action shit.
I should watch more of that, but I have watched some of it.
There have been some. I've watched some good shit in there. I've watched some terrible shit in there. But,
sure. As you will.
Yeah.
But yeah, that show is fucking cool as fuck, man.
All right.
It's pretty neat. Yeah, I took my car in for an oil change, and my mechanic, he's working out of his house shop now.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you gotta check this out. And he sat me down, made me watch an episode of like this fucking gal doing some kind of, it's like these two monsters fighting, and like they were controlled by people who were just like linked to them somehow.
Yeah,
that was really fucking cool. CG's really good on a lot of them.
Wait, two monsters controlled by people linked to them?
Yeah, but they're not inside of it.
No, what's that movie called? That's a movie. That's a Korean movie starring the villain from fucking, or maybe it's not Korean, but it's starring the villain from fucking Sky High. What's that chick's name? Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
The fuck do you remember that?
She's like watching, she goes to sleep at night, and when she wakes up, she like watches the news and some kaiju like destroyed Korea or something. And she, spoilers, finds out like she's the kaiju or some shit.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I've never seen it, but I've heard it's entertaining, and it's a kaiju movie, so I don't know why I haven't watched it yet.
So yeah, that's been something I've been watching. That's been really cool. Doria has been watching the what's the name of the Marvelous Gemstones, I think, or the Fabulous Gemstones.
I have no idea.
It's on HBO Max. It's the guy who fucking God, I can't remember his name now. He played Eastbound and Down. He's, God damn it, I'm fucking blanking on names right now. Not Cheech.
Cheech Marin?
No, the show Eastbound and Down, HBO show, the guy, baseball pitcher.
I don't know.
Oh, well, anyway, that show's pretty funny. But this show, the Righteous Gemstones, that's what it is.
All right.
It's about a family who's like, they do like Jesus singing.
Okay.
But they're so incredibly fucking corrupt and fucked up. It's funny as shit.
All right.
John Goodman stars in it. He's the patriarch of the family.
That's all you had to say is John Goodman.
Yeah. It's
he's fucking great.
It's got a lot of fucking different guys in it. You'd recognize most of them. Fucking Eric Andre was in there first season, who I don't love, but he was pretty good in it, what I saw. And they just got this fucking empire they built off of singing Jesus music, and they're all just the most fucking useless piece of shit scumbags on the planet.
So it's Joel Osteen?
Yeah, kinda.
Nice.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. It's good.
So it'd be a good back-to-back with Red State?
Yes. Yes. you should watch it. It's on HBO.
Check it out. Yeah.
You can do it. It's, God damn it. Why can't I fucking remember that guy's name?
Did you watch Hawkeye? Disney. No, and
I have zero interest in fucking Hawkeye.
It's the only one of those series I finished.
Danny McBride writes that show. He's Kenny Powers in Eastbound and Down.
It's better than WandaVision.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
It's better than Loki.
I had no interest in Loki either.
I didn't watch Captain America, so I don't know if it's better than that. Captain America, the Winter Soldier or whatever. Winter Soldier and the Birdman, whatever that one is called, yeah, I didn't watch.
Again, no interest in any of that shit.
It's better than WandaVision. I'll tell you that. I finished it. It was actually a TV show, not a TV show about another TV show that was bad.
I enjoyed WandaVision, so, you know, whatever.
Also, it had the greatest Marvel villain in the history of the MCU in it.
Who?
Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin.
Oh, is he in it?
Yeah.
Nice. I'm glad they decided to keep him in there. Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Because Daredevil was good.
Yeah.
It's weird, like, the Marvel shows that were on Netflix,
yeah,
I have so far liked much better than the Marvel shows that are on Hawkeye. Disney. Okay.
You might enjoy it.
I don't like Hawkeye, though. I don't care about him.
It's okay. He's, like, not necessarily the main character.
That makes sense.
There's a little girl. Well, Hawkeye, too, is the main character.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever read the comic books, but Hawkeye gets
I think the guy who plays
Hawkeye.
Him in the movies bothers me. I think his face bothers me, and that's maybe... I also don't like the guy who plays fucking the Hulk. I don't like his face.
Well, you're wrong
about
that.
He's stupid. No, he's stupid.
I think you might enjoy the Hawkeye series, though. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Okay. I also want to start watching that Vox Machina.
I don't know what that is.
It's done by the Critical Role people. Oh. It's on fucking Amazon Prime.
I'm already checked out.
It looks pretty fucking
funny. That fucking guy annoys me to no end.
Oh, really?
What's his name?
I have no idea.
The Dungeons & Dragons guy that everybody tries to model their life after when they play Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, I don't know.
The guy from Critical Role.
Well, I don't know, like, I don't know Critical Role. I'm saying that it's done by the people.
Well... The dungeon master from Critical Role is fucking insufferable to me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I tried to watch a couple episodes, and, like, he's way too try-hard for me.
Mm.
Like,
well, the show is, like, it's
Matt Mercer, that's his name.
Hmm.
Matt Mercer annoys me.
It's animated, and it's, like, old-school animated. It's not stupid CG.
Yeah.
So, that's enjoyable.
Yeah.
And it's decent animation. And it's just a gang of people, a party, as it were.
Yeah.
Who, they're all, like, fucking... They're basically chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
You know, they just fucking, you know... They want to help, but they also want to just fucking do it the most fucked up way you can.
Sure.
So it looks pretty funny.
All right.
A lot of foul language in it. And, you know, people getting split in two with axes and shit.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know. Watch trailer for it.
Check it out.
Yeah.
I'll probably hate it.
You might not.
Speaking of things I hate, Colin.
Yeah.
Speaking of RPGs I hate, Colin. Uh-oh. I tried out the Final Fantasy. So I went to this concert last week. This beautiful symphony.
Oh, no. Did you try out the new Final Fantasy VII?
Well, the whole symphony was Final Fantasy VII Remake symphony.
I know, but it's the same fucking music.
It was mostly the same music. It was beautiful.
And
the new music is also beautiful because it's still...
Nobuo Uematsu.
Well, not all of it. They had a new composer, too. But the new shit they composed was still really good music. And a lot of it was just arrangements of the old music anyway.
Right.
So, a while back, because I have PS Plus, I got Final Fantasy VII Remake for free on PS Plus. So, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to install it. Try this game out.
Nope.
It's bad.
I played the demo, and I'm like, nope, not going
to
do that.
I wanted to play a little further than the demo.
I'm not going to play $60 worth of that stupid
just
game.
Just to try it out, just to see.
It's dumb. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
Like,
the combat is fucking terrible, bro.
I mean, it's just boring to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like they took the fucking Arkham Knight games and made them bad.
Yes. Yes.
Arkham Asylum and shit.
They took every... So, all right. Here's... So, yeah.
Because that's an example of combat of that style that's good.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That game is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Arkham Asylum games.
And Arkham City. I don't know. Arkham Knight was the dumb one, wasn't it?
Yes.
I never did play that one because you told me not to.
Yeah, it's fucking bad unless you want to spend 30 hours driving the shitty Batmobile that controls like shit.
Does it control like GTA games?
Worse. Oh my God. Way worse, bro. It controls so fucking bad that they had to put a secondary control scheme in for when you're in combat to make it playable. So when you're driving around, it controls like a race car. It controls fine. It controls like every fucking driving game. But when you get into combat, you hold down a thing and you become a hover tank because it's the only way combat would work in the game.
Perfect.
It's terrible.
Perfect.
Jesus. But yeah, so it's basically that where you just mash the fucking attack button,
mm-hmm.
except for no rhythm. And there is a dodge button and there is a block button. But since the enemies you're fighting are turn-based RPG enemies, there's no fucking indication of when you should dodge and when you should block.
Yeah.
So you just kind of got to hope or guess or something. So the dodge and block are kind of useless.
Mm-hmm.
So the game is basically just trying to get behind enemies and hacking them and then using abilities when they pop.
Yeah.
It's like the worst of all. It's like a bad hack and slash mixed with the bad parts of a turn-based game in the worst way possible.
You know, and so I know you're not, but I am. I like the combat in the Star Ocean games.
Yeah.
And I think that's a remnant of that because it's a...
Yeah.
Enix did Star Ocean.
Right.
And after them and Square merged, they were like, hey, we're going to use a lot of your stuff instead of our stuff that works really well for these types of games.
Bro.
And then they're just like, people don't want to play turn-based RPGs anymore.
It's stupid. And...
Well, everybody's like, oh, Call of Duty, Call of Duty, here's what's fucked up.
They made Kingdom Hearts, which mm-hmm. I don't love. But it's a better action RPG than this game.
Yes.
It's a better action RPG system than this game.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't they just fucking do that? If they, this weird fucking hybrid, it's fucked. It doesn't work. It doesn't feel good.
No.
Combat in it just feels like shit. And I don't understand why there's people out there who praise it. It baffles me.
Because, dude, people like Dark Souls, Trevor.
At least that one I understand. Like, if you're a real masochist who really just wants a game to beat the shit out of you, okay, I get why you would play Dark Souls. Also, you probably used it to be a console gamer.
I mean, if you really want that, just go play fucking Ninja Gaiden or Golgo 13.
No, those games are good, though, and they can't play good.
I mean, well, I don't know about Golgo 13. That wasn't really a good game. It's hard, though.
Ninja Gaiden was kind of a masterpiece. And then, so the other thing is, then fucking, you're playing a JRPG, what fucking the monsters have turn-based moves, and then, but they can move around behind you off the camera because the camera is fucking so close on your character that all you can see is his dumb spiky hair and his giant sword.
Maybe that's why the fucking Star Ocean games worked for me, because the camera was always way the fuck out. I could see the entire party.
Bro, every now and then the camera will pull back and show you these beautiful fucking like areas they fucking rendered for this game. Like, oh my goodness, this set piece, this scenery, look at this fucking Mako reactor. But while you're playing it, the camera is like on top of your guy, so all you see is like the steel grate floor or a wall next to you. Like, there's all this beautiful fucking detail, then you never see any of it because the camera sucks so fucking bad. Yeah. It just feels like you're walking down gray corridors. Like, it feels like fucking Halo 1, where you're just walking down that one gray tunnel the whole fucking game.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible, man. I don't understand what the fuck they were thinking.
I don't either. I don't get it. Yeah, the demo fucking turned me off like instantly, because I was super stoked for it. I'm like, fuck yeah. You know what? I'll give it a chance. I don't care if it's not the same combat system.
Yeah.
And then I played it for 30 minutes. I'm like, well.
They fucked up.
Yeah. And people still bought the fuck out of it. I got it for
free is the only reason I'm playing it.
Fair.
But I'm trying it out. I got through that first mission.
I also got doubly annoyed when they announced that they were only releasing the fucking sequel on the PS5. I'm like, well, I'm never going to fucking play it then.
It's so fucking drawn out, too. Like, so...
Because they fucking tried to fit...
like a four-hour section of the game into a 30-hour game.
Yeah.
So you get that opening section where you blow up the Mako reactor, and then you run through the little thing, and then, like, the guys corner you, and you jump off on... Bro, that's like an hour-long fucking dungeon getting from after you blow up the Mako reactor to where you jump onto the train, where you're like going through city streets and fucking fighting guards and the just boring. I mean, it makes the city feel bigger, I guess, and it's like, oh, look at all this damage we caused.
It felt fucking big.
Yeah, It's fucking boring and bad, and it just keeps throwing these shitty combat at you.
I should go fucking replay Final Fantasy VII. I haven't done that.
That's kind of what I'm getting at with this, is I'm like, oh, I should just abandon this and play Final Fantasy VII again, because that was a good game. And this is not.
They did some upscaled remake of that, didn't they?
Yeah, it's on Switch. You can get 7, 8, and 9 on Switch for like $10 each or $15 each, I think.
I might fucking do that.
The 8 especially. The 8 is fucking beautiful.
I didn't like 8.
That's fair. But the port on Switch is gorgeous.
7 and 9 were my jams.
9 is also very good looking on there.
9 is fucking awesome.
The only problem with 9 is the kid says I dropped my ticket instead of I dwopped my ticket at the beginning, and it upsets me to no end. I don't understand.
It probably went through just like an autocorrect and it fixed it.
It pisses me off. I'm like, bro, the kid said I dwopped my ticket. Why is there an R instead of a W there? You pissing me off.
Oh, what jerks.
Other than that, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good port.
Good.
They just put the Chrono Cross is out on there too. I should go pick that up and play through that again. I haven't played through Chrono Cross in years. I keep trying to start Chrono Cross and not finishing it.
Yeah, I think I tried playing that years back and I just didn't really get into it.
It's very good.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. I just didn't get into it.
Yeah, you're wrong for not getting into it.
I didn't say it was bad, Trevor.
Yeah, I'm saying you're wrong for not getting into it,
though. I'm saying I was probably at the time more interested in putting many, many hours into Final Fantasy VII and IX and Legacy of Kain Blood Omen.
All right, then you see you're wrong again.
I'm not wrong. Legacy of Kain Blood Omen's the best loading game ever.
Yes. Fuck, that game is slow.
I fucking wish they would do... like a remaster of that
game. I wish they would remake it and maybe put in some like hack and slash combat, but then still make you go through like 10 menus to use a potion. But right, that's a good way to do a game.
No, that game was hack and slash kind of, but it was two and a half D.
It was bad.
Fucking. Look, it represented the age it came out in.
That's fair. Man, I was playing,
but
I played a little bit of Final Fantasy VIII the other day, just because I'm like, I'm going to fire this up and check it out on my
I'm going to go steal some magic.
Switch. Yeah. Blech. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me. So, the Switch port, the Switch,
did
whatever
they
call it.
Did they fucking get rid of that and fix it?
No.
God damn it.
But they did make it so you can speed the game up to 3X.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And that fixes it, bro.
Okay.
Because you just run around doing your combat and just you leave all your cursors to memory. So you just draw, cure, self, whatever. You just mash the button. But it's going so fucking fast, you can stock up. What would have normally taken you like an hour to stock up 100 cures or whatever, it takes about 30 fucking seconds.
Oh, my God.
Because 3 times as fast as shit.
The game was pretty, though. I will give it that.
And the cool. Up-res is fucking gorgeous, man. So anyway, I might play a little more Final Fantasy VIII just because like being able to draw magic at the fucking turbo speed makes the bad parts of that game
not bad, it fixes not them. Terrible.
Yeah, it kind of fixes the downside of that game, which is grinding draws.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's all I did this week.
Cool.
Played a couple video games, a couple of bad video games and pirates, of course. Watched some movies. I watched The Dark Knight the other day.
Yeah.
Turns out that movie is still great.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
You're talking the Heath Ledger Joker one?
Yeah. Movie's
fantastic.
Oh.
Dude, like, that was... I think that's the only Batman... I like Batman Begins. That was fun. That was pretty good. I like the, you know... that one had Scarecrow in it, right?
Yep.
That dude, Cillian Murphy's fucking awesome.
Yes, he is.
I like that dude a lot. But yeah, fucking Dark Knight. Movie's just amazing. And then they did Dark Knight Rises. And well,
look, they can't all be winners. If Sam Raimi taught us everything,
it's
that the third movie isn't as good. The third movie is a train wreck.
Why'd they do me like that, bro?
You know, at least Sam Raimi had the excuse of they forced him to shoehorn in a character he didn't like and didn't want to use, so he shit the bed on purpose.
Yeah, that's true.
I
don't understand. Yeah, just the whole fucking everything about the third one. Like, Bruce Wayne, this billionaire fucking genius guy, is like, oh, hey, you're hot. I'm going to give you the keys to the nuclear codes.
Yeah. World's greatest detective.
What the fuck? The dumbest fucking plot point in a movie I think I've ever seen.
Is that the dumbest plot point, or is the dumbest plot point that Catwoman thinks there's some kind of thing that magically will delete her existence from the internet?
Right, fair. I mean, they never really did Catwoman records. Any justice in any of the, other than the animated series, I don't think. Maybe in the original Batman series.
I tell you what.
But
I think they might not fuck up Catwoman this time, so I'm kind of excited to go see this movie today.
It's got some good, it's been getting good reviews, so that's promising. I like all the casting.
Zoe Kravitz as Catwoman is okay by me. Fucking that guy from...
When did they bring back Halle Berry?
That guy from Westworld as fucking Commissioner Gordon I'm way into. Yeah. I think that's good. I think that's a good grizzled old fucking just sick of this shit Jim Gordon. I think he'll be good at that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
I'll probably see it when it comes to HBO Max. I'm not really.
It's okay to be wrong.
I just don't care to go see it. Fucking sit for 3 hours to see a Batman movie.
3 hours long.
I know.
So
last time I sat in a 3 hour long movie was a Batman movie, and I fucking hated it.
Was it Dark Knight Rises?
Yes, it was.
It was worth it.
No, it wasn't. It definitely wasn't worth it because the chairs in theaters weren't nice yet. No, they didn't have recliners.
That's true.
And I took Connor, and I had a fucking bad back at the time.
Oh, and you took Connor.
I was fucking miserable.
He was probably just talking the whole time.
No, Connor, no, not at all.
Blobular. Batman's blobular.
Did that rope just heal his back?
Yes. Yes,
magical
it did.
Magical back healing rope.
Don't worry about it.
And why was Bane a fucking 6 foot tall, fucking 205 pound man?
Look, don't. Let's
God
not.
God damn it. That's the thing I think that pissed me off. Like, I don't hate Tom Hardy.
No.
I think he's fine. I thought his voice was whatever. I mean,
he definitely sounded South American. He definitely sounded like a Hispanic man.
Well, you know. But.
Hello, I'm from Honduras.
Are you serious that they couldn't find a dude that was just fucking jacked as shit to play Bane?
Let's visit Venezuela.
They could have fucking used The Rock.
Yeah. Or...
Oh my god, The Rock as Bane would have been great.
No, you know who would have been great as Bane in that time frame?
Huh.
Fucking Danny Trejo. A South American fucking lifelong criminal who's a giant.
Yeah, he's too old. It's like 175 years
he
old.
He wasn't 20 years ago when that fucking movie came out.
No, he's always been that old.
It's fine.
He was that old in
Breaking
Bad.
He'd have been in a luchador mask, bro.
Yeah,
the whole fucking time, if they'd have done it right, it'd have been Danny Trejo in a luchador mask.
Fair. But I don't know. I also don't like him.
Ah, you're wrong.
No, I'm not. I just don't like him. I don't know.
How can you not like Danny Trejo?
Just don't. I think what really killed it for me was when he, remember the fucking, the Amber Lamps bus guy? What was that fucking guy's name? What did they call
no
him?
No idea what you're talking
the
about.
The old guy on the bus, there's a black guy fucking with him, and he just fucking makes this dude's face leak. The fucking old, like, 60-something-year-old dude, he's, like, had a fanny pack on, like a jogging suit.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. I don't remember that. It was like a viral video.
Okay. What does this have to do with Danny Trejo?
They made a movie about that guy with Danny Trejo as that guy.
Oh.
And then they changed everything about the movie. So it was like white supremacists attacking Danny Trejo instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Even and though it was a white guy getting beat up by...
Well, getting fucking harassed by a guy and...
Yeah.
Dude got in his face and got his ass beat.
All right.
Yeah.
I want to watch a good movie where a guy
somebody
beats
call me an Amber Lamps. Somebody call me an Amber Lamps. He kept calling it an Amber Lamps.
That's funny.
And then somebody took the Whoa Black Betty. Whoa Black Betty Amber Lamps.
Okay, I'm going to go watch that later. I remember it.
God damn it.
You want to watch a good movie where a guy just beats the shit out of people on a bus? Watch Nobody.
I fucking love that movie so much. I have it in 4K.
It's
fucking
very
had to
good.
Buy it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then, fucking Bob Odenkirk is so good in that movie. He's so, like, unsuspecting.
Yeah.
God damn, it's perfect.
We watched that movie the other day.
Nice.
And, like, halfway through it, like, we get to the bus scene where he's just beating the shit out of people. And I stop. I'm like, all right, I got to text my buddy Andy. and tell him to watch this because this is going to be his favorite fucking movie of all time.
It's so good.
It's like, yeah. And it's all because they fucking took his baby's toy.
Yeah.
That's what makes him fucking snap.
Yeah.
And he took his kid's toy.
It took his kid's bracelet. And then he that's what finds the bracelet. Yeah. Like at the end of the movie, he finds it under his couch when they're running away.
Ah, fuck, man.
Yeah.
I got nothing else, really. Do we got any emails?
We don't have any emails.
Oh, lame.
Because, you know, we told people we weren't recording.
People do listen.
Yeah.
He
doesn't like us enough to write in.
So I ran into Josh.
If he wants another episode, he better write a goddamn email. What do you think of that?
He thought that the last Neighbors episode, he's like, it's done now. And then we came out with another episode. He's like, oh, I'm excited now.
Yeah. Well, this is the last one if I don't get an email. How about that? How about that?
That's right. Fucking bribery or something.
Yeah. Is that, that's not bribery, that's like blackmail?
Blackmail, there you go.
It's extortion, maybe?
Oh, it's yeah,
extortion.
I guess we're good at words.
We do this.
We know a lot of them, we just don't know what they mean.
Yes. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't think I did anything else. I think that covers it.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching the news because, like, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
The Nazis are the good guys this time. Who saw that coming?
I mean, it's a fucking group of, like, there's, like, a regiment of, like, 2,500 people that are.
They're still the good guys.
Those. No, but, I mean, that's, like, everybody's like, oh, neo-Nazis in the. And I'm like, okay, how many, I mean, like.
But they're still the good. My point is they're the good guys.
My point is, I thought, and all the people that are saying, oh, we got to protect them are the same people that were like, well, people, we have freedom of speech. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
You know, when the alt-right was the big thing.
Yeah.
You know, those guys who are, you know, pseudo neo-Nazis.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Make up your goddamn minds.
We will not make
you
up our
inconsistent
minds.
Fucking assholes.
Nobody will ever make up their mind.
Oh,
Colin.
My God. I fucking. Oh, it drives me bonkers. Like, okay, so they're neo-Nazis. Who gives a fuck? What are they doing something? Are there like crimes against humanity?
No, they're the good guys.
Are there fucking, you know, it seems to me like the main fucking argument people have, like, in support of what Russia's doing, which I don't understand how you can support what they're doing, because what they're doing are crimes against fucking humanity.
Yeah.
You know, shelling apartment buildings and just straight beelining for a fucking car driving to run the car over with a tank.
Yeah.
That seems egregious.
Fuck, man. I saw this meme the other day. I wish I could find it, but it was basically like, so Germany is raising an army, planning to march across Poland and invade Russia. And then, and everybody's cheering it. And then the bottom picture is just Hitler, like, with a fucking confused and annoyed look on his face.
Yeah. Good luck with that, though. Polish, I don't know if they're going to stand for that another time. They did it once, and then the Russians came through after the war and fucked them over again.
Yeah.
And after that, they're like, no. No, we're not. No.
It's fair.
Because, yeah. Polish people don't fuck around anymore.
I guess Finland is planning to join NATO now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, sharing all that border with Russia, they're like, oh, this sucks.
Well, the thing with Finland is they're not like they're not one of the Norwegian states.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like their own thing.
Yeah.
So like, well,
I got a Finnish buddy in my IRC who was talking about it the other day.
We got to join somebody.
They're like, usually us and Sweden do everything together, but Sweden's dragging their feet, so fuck them. Is what he was saying.
But, you know, as we're seeing, NATO doesn't really mean shit anyway, because they ain't doing nothing.
The pedestrian bridge is blue and yellow.
Oh, shit.
We did it.
Is it blue and yellow, so it's like a little more moody when somebody gets stabbed on it?
Yeah. Say, you really, really get that fucking Russia-Ukraine border feel.